WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Clint Eastwood's new film Million Dollar Baby, based on stories by the late FX Toole, was nominated for 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Director, Actor, Actress, and Supporting Actor. Opening this week across the country, the movie has already provoked strong reactions, both positive and negative, among critics and audiences. Our critic, David Edelstein, has these thoughts.
Okay, sports fans. The bookies say Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar Baby is closing in on Martin Scorsese's The Aviator as the Oscar frontrunner. Although the movie has been playing in major cities for over a month, it's only now opening across the country. And given all the critics' prizes and the nominations, it's worth reviewing at this late date, especially since I think it's an extremely artful exercise in obviousness. There's a dilemma for critics in discussing Million Dollar Baby because the meaning hinges on plot turns that shouldn't be spoiled. So when I get to that part, you'll hear a spoiler bell. And if you haven't seen the film, you'll have a few seconds to turn the volume down. I'll ring it again when it's time to come back. Now, I should admit, I'm an Eastwood skeptic. Some critics consider him an old master, or as the New York Film Festival program put it, on par with Hemingway and Shakespeare. His vision is certainly consistent. His movies convey a tragic inevitability, and he's become a real actor. That voice, once barely inflected, good largely for sneering at degenerates before blowing them away, is now a painful rasp that can barely contain its emotion. As a screen icon, Eastwood has real gravitas. But I'm not sold on his directorial gravitas. His style is a unique combination of the laid-back and the drop an anvil on your head. In Million Dollar Baby, Eastwood plays Frankie Dunn, an aging boxing trainer. Frankie is tortured. He has premonitions of doom, perhaps the result of once letting Eddie Scrap Iron Dupree, played by Morgan Freeman, stay in the ring too long. Old Eddie is now the manager-janitor of Frankie's rundown gym. He's also the film's narrator, making pronouncements like, "Boxing is about respect, getting it for yourself, and taking it away from the other guy." Frankie protects his fighters to the point of jeopardizing their careers, which leaves him underoccupied when the dirt-poor but plucky Maggie Fitzgerald, played by Hilary Swank, shows up and begs to be trained. But surly Frankie wants no part of women's boxing.
I'll warm up the car.
Mr. Dunn.
I owe you money.
No, sir.
I know your mama.
Don't rightly know, sir.
What did you want?
I was on the undercard. I won my fight, too. Maggie Fitzgerald?
Well, Maggie Fitzgerald, what's up?
Did you happen to see it?
Nope.
I did pretty good. Thought you might be interested in training me.
I don't train girls.
Maybe you should. People see me fight, say I'm pretty tough.
Girly, tough ain't enough.
Frankie is ultimately struck by her pluck. And after the obligatory training montage, she wins big. Maggie charges onto the canvas, shining-eyed, lit from within, and lays her opponents flat. But Frankie won't let her go for the title. He has a gut feeling about his fighters' destinies. Eastwood has suffused Million Dollar Baby with his usual gloom, with people discovered in pools of light amid oppressive darkness. The boxing scenes are tight and fast, with the camera in the ring. Here's where you want to turn your radio down. You can see Maggie's tragic martyrdom limping toward you, but you can't quite believe this cliched go-for-it boxing picture would sucker punch you with tragedy so extreme. Maggie ultimately compares herself to a dog that needs to be shot, and the movie agrees. That weirdly belligerent priest doesn't, but the true spiritual conscience, Eddie, gives Frankie his blessings to finish her off. Isn't it strange this million-dollar baby has no visits from fans, no flowers, no one but Frankie to care about her fate? Her trailer trash family is so cartoonishly venal that they practically have dollar signs superimposed over their eyes. Last year, Christopher Reeve went out like a champ, but Eastwood's movie is so threadbare, underpopulated, and shameless that there really is nothing for Maggie to live for. Now it's okay to listen again. People make the case that Million Dollar Baby is an allegory with boxing as its frame, but I can't get past all the wrong and crudely manipulative notes on the surface. Images do linger, especially Eastwood, Freeman's watchful gaze, Swank's determined smile. But Maggie is a phony construct, an innocent whose saintliness doesn't track with her aggression in the ring. Richard Schickel, in his hagiography, compares Eastwood's films to modern jazz and says he has, quote, a powerful desire almost amounting to a morality not to woo the audience. Morality? As Dirty Harry tells the bad guys, a man's got to know his limitations. Eastwood is shrewd at making his look like bold artistic choices.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.